Awake, Active, Align is a podcast dedicated to helping you deepen your connection to a higher power, to the people in your life, and to yourself. I'm your host, Jackie Stracy, and my mission with this podcast is to share personal stories and tools to show you how it is possible to live a life that is filled with both passion and with purpose. Are you ready? Let's get woke. Hello. We are back for another episode, and I am really excited to dive in today because I'm going to be talking all about my faith, which is literally the rock of my life. It is the central piece of me. It is the most important thing to me, and it's something I've shied away from talking about in the past because it can just rub people the wrong way. But it is something that has literally changed my life, and I just want to share about it for other people in a way that's not judgmental, that's not me thinking I'm better than you, it's not me pushing anything on you, it's just me sharing my experience and like what I believe and opening up the floor for questions and allowing it to be out in public. Speaking of public, another reason why I'm doing it is because I am finally getting my water baptism this Saturday, and I'm pretty stoked about it. It's something that I've been debating for a while now of doing, and this past Saturday I just had just an incredible experience in church and just had Holy Spirit goosebumps the entire time and just felt this love of God just reignited in me, and like I just felt this tug at the end when they were talking about baptism, like, Jackie, this is your time, like, go, do it. And I signed up that day, and now I'm doing it, and I'm really excited about it. So I figured now is the best time to be talking about my faith. And like I said before, this is something that I by no means am trying to press my faith on you. I'm by no means trying to say what you believe is wrong and say that what I believe is right and that I have all the answers, because I absolutely do not. I have so many questions still and have never even read the full Bible and am a very imperfect Christian. We all are. And I just really have a heart for Jesus and I want to share it with you today. So my purpose of this is just to talk about it, and it's something I'm so excited about, and even if no one listens to this, it's something that lights me up to speak about, so I'm excited to be talking about it today. Like I said, I'm by no means trying to convert you. Your faith has to be your own, and I've learned this by just how different it is when it's someone else that's telling you what to believe versus when you are making the choice to believe. It's a totally different experience. I have been confirmed Catholic before this, and it didn't really do much for me. I mean, it was my own personal choice, actually, but it just didn't strike me in the same way. Like, this time I, like, literally have let Jesus into my heart and let him take over, and it's been an incredible experience. But it has to be your own. It was a choice I made. It was something that, like, I was going to actively seek God, and I was going to actively lay my life down and see who the creator of the universe wanted me to be. And that's something that I want for you too, but it's something you have to come to on your own. You have to be the one asking the questions and with the genuine desire to do it, because I don't have any desire in my heart to press it on anyone, because I don't necessarily believe that you're going to go to hell if you don't believe in Jesus. I think that you might be experiencing your own kind of hell on earth, and you might go to hell if you don't believe in Jesus. I don't know, but that's not for me to say. That's for God to do. And I think that what we should be way more focused on is not the fear tactic, but instead like how much your faith can just ignite this new spirit in you and this new power in you and just this new love for people and for life and just for everything. And that's something you have to come to terms on your own. It's something that you should be seeking because it's going to make the world a better place, not because you feel like you're damned if you don't believe it, you know? So anyways, that's my little ramble on faith and making it your own. And another piece of that is just that religion is a very different thing than faith. For me, I'm pretty much consider myself a Christian, but more than that, I consider myself a Christ follower, because it's not the religion that speaks to me so much. It's the relationship that I have with Jesus Christ. And that's something that can be kind of confusing. And like, I don't know if I would have understood that had I not been in the situation, but like, for me, it's not like dogmatic. I'm not just believing all of these things because someone's told me to believe them and because it says so in the Bible, but instead, like, I am conversing with my creator. I'm conversing with Jesus. I'm praying. I am letting him change my heart. I am co-creating. I am just doing all these things with Jesus. It's not me taking things because it says so. It's like me talking to God, like, why did you say this? Why is this in the Bible? Asking these questions. And that's how it became so much more genuine to me. It was me speaking to God. It was not God towering over me and telling me all of these things. It was like, it helped me like see him as a loving father and not as this force that just wants to have things his way, because that's not who he is to me. So that's why, for me, it's so important to have this personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and then that's so much more important than actually following a religion, in my personal opinion. So my faith is just so incredibly important to me, and there are so many reasons for this. If you listen to any of my old episodes, you probably know my salvation story, but I'm going to give you a brief recap of it again, just because it really helps to like show just how powerful faith can be. So for me, I had always like kind of believed in God, but like never actually cared enough to like ask myself any deep questions or to seek after him or to read the Bible or even study any other religions or anything like that. It was just like, yeah, I believe that Jesus is real because I want to go to heaven, you know. Just things like that. And I didn't go to church really, but college, high school too, but college was like a lot of fun for me, but it was not good for my soul. I was just trapped in this place of like consistently blacking out and always chasing the next temporary high and like so incredibly self-centered and selfish and just trapped in insecurities and self-doubt and really didn't believe that life was good, if I'm being honest. Like, I lived to have fun on the weekends and that was about it. And it's not like I was like a super unpleasant person or anything, but like I just, my heart was totally different. I didn't really care about other people. I honestly just kind of cared about having fun and making the most out of my life. What can I do that makes me the happiest, you know? And it was kind of dark. I would drink to the point of blacking out almost every single weekend, sometimes multiple times in a week. I would do things that I regretted on the weekends. I had a phase where I did drugs every single weekend, and it was like, now looking back, I can see that that was because I was seeking a relationship with God. I felt empty. I had this craving and I didn't know how to fill it. So I'd fill it with these temporary highs and these things that never stayed and they didn't fulfill me. And I can say that now that I have God, like, the cravings aren't completely gone, definitely not, but like I'm in so much of a better spot. But when it really hit me was one day when I was at a football game, and this was after I graduated, and I was still just like doing the same things. I was drinking every weekend. I was blacking out. I was doing drugs. I was chasing after the wrong guys who, and like just not seeing my worth at all. and believing that I was a burden. And I just like had drank a ton this day, and I had done some cocaine and was coming down from a high. And I came back to my apartment by myself and realized that I didn't have my keys to my apartment. So I was locked in my apartment. My phone had just died. I was fighting with some guy that I had a thing with who, like, just didn't appreciate me because I didn't appreciate myself. You know, like, I let him mistreat me because I mistreated myself so much. And since I was locked out of my apartment, like, there was nothing I could do. I couldn't scroll my phone because I didn't have access to that because my phone was dead. So I had to humble myself and ask one of my neighbors to let me use their phone so I could call maintenance and have them let me into my apartment since it was after hours. And I was sitting outside of my apartment, and this is honestly probably the first time that I have given myself the space to just think. Like, I was constantly numbing out. I was either like eating food or working hard or like pressing towards some goal or drinking and doing drugs or talking to guys or doing something to like numb out. And I hadn't really thought about my life. And this is the point where I was literally forced to. I was forced to ask myself some questions. I was forced to like evaluate my life and see where I was and like, was I happy with where I was? And honestly, I wasn't. Like, I didn't like my character. I didn't like that the only time I like felt happiness was when I was drinking and like doing drugs and when I was chasing after these guys. And like, my happiness depended on how well those relationships were going, how much I was partying. And I just didn't feel like a good person. Like, had I died at that moment, like, people would have said, oh, she was a lot of fun, you know, but like, I don't think I really had all that many positive character traits. And honestly, I just got to a point where I was sick of my own shit. I was like, Jackie, who are you? You're living for the weekends. You have no like really sense of purpose in your life. You are allowing people to treat you like dirt. You're treating yourself like dirt. You don't believe in yourself. You don't think you're worthy. And it just like all came crashing down. I was like, this isn't who I want to be. I need help. And at this point, like, I got a prompting, like, pray about it, like, ask God. And I don't even know if I really believed in God at this point, but I decided to shoot a prayer and just, like, out of desperation. And a lot of times it does take desperation to reach God, but I just, like, said, God, if you're real, like, I need you. I need some help. And it wasn't, like, an immediate thing. It's not like the walls all came crashing down and I was just a new person, but when I woke up the next morning, I felt the strangest sense of peace. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And that's something that has been like the biggest fruit of my faith, I'd say, is just this peace in the moments where I shouldn't feel peace. Usually after a day / night like that, of me like hardcore partying, I would wake up and feel so much shame, so much regret. And this time I just didn't. I felt hope. I felt like a prompting to go to church, to start reading personal development books. And I did. And it was a really slow progression to get me to the point where I am today. But like, God was with me the entire time. I still continued to drink and do drugs for a while after that moment, even as I was like actively seeking God. And I didn't really feel guilty about it. I was chasing after him. I was reading my Bible. I was going to church, watching sermons. But I was kind of doing it alone. And I don't think it became really, really real for me until I moved to Charlotte this past April. Since I've been here, I have been so incredibly blessed with just people who are truly just chasing after God, and they're in full with their full hearts, and it's been amazing. And God gave me wonderful people from the first moment that I had moved to the state. Like, it was incredible how easy it was to make friends, because like, it literally, like, it was God ordained how I made friends. And I've just met people who have been exactly who I needed to meet at that point in my life. And it just, like, all of these things happen that just literally blow my mind. These coincidences that can't be just coincidences, that, like, I know in my heart that God is real. And there's just so many other things that I, like, know in my heart that, like, don't even make sense. But it's just, like, it's, like, the gift of just wisdom. Like, I don't know how I know this, but I just know that this is true. And I don't need to be able to explain it because it's just in my heart. And it has just changed my character so much. Like, wow. I literally feel like a different person than I was 3-ish years ago. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. Like, there have been a lot of times, don't get me wrong, where I've, like, doubted my faith. And I had another moment like that pretty recently, actually. Like, after Thanksgiving, I was just in this strange place with him, just unsure if he really loved me and if he really saw me as an individual. And he just went out of his way to show me that he did. And my heart is just so renewed and so on fire for Jesus. And I don't want to lose this fire ever, because it's just, it's life-changing. It is what it is. So that's why my faith is so important to me. It's changed my character. It's made me someone who does just love other people so much better than I did before, who cares about people, other people, who has a heart for other people, who believes in miracles, who believes that in myself, who believes in God's power working through me. And it's just been so freaking good for me. It's hard to even put it all into words, but it's given me just Holy Spirit goosebumps when I'm on the right track. It's just brought me the most amazing friendships and just given me this zest for life that I wouldn't trade for the world. I really wouldn't. And I know a lot of times people stay away from religion because they think it takes away all of these joys of life. Like, oh, you're not supposed to have sex till you're married. Oh, you're not supposed to have wild parties. Oh, you're not supposed to blah, 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 like whatever the things are. And I can attest that Jesus is so much better than all of those things. He's so much better than any success that I could have in my life. He's so much better than anything, because it's just this peace at any moment that I can call on him and feel. It's this faith. It's this just wild, miraculous heart change that I've experienced. And it makes me not miss those things. It makes me understand that the reason why we're not supposed to do those things isn't because God is an evil dictator who wants to steal our joy. It's because he wants to kill the things that steal our joy. So, for example, let's talk about one that's a touchy subject, having sex before marriage. It's something that, like, can so easily get to someone's heart. I know for myself in the past when I've hooked up with someone, and it wasn't really from a place of love, but more of lust, it has just absolutely wrecked my heart. And then I see the contrast. I see people who are married who did wait and, like, just have this sensational relationship that's just like, wow, I didn't know that was real. And I see the joy that they feel and, like, the friendship that they base this relationship off of and, like, just the strong, solid foundation on Christ. And it makes me want that. It doesn't feel like I'm giving something up. It doesn't feel like I'm missing out on this worldly pleasure. It feels like I have something to be excited about when I do find this man that I do marry. And then when we have that awesome sex, like, later on in life, you know? And it's just like, it's not a punishment. It's protection for my heart. And it's incredible. And it's so cool that I have a God who cares about me so much that he gives me these guidelines. And another beautiful part about this is, like, you're not condemned or punished if you are doing those things. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. So God's not going to shove you out of his kingdom. He's not going to love you any less, no matter what you're doing. But he loves you so much that he's going to maybe throw a little bit of guilt your way so that you do know, like, okay, what I'm doing is hurting my heart. But he does it from this place of love. Like, you don't have to be afraid of God in the sense of, like, oh, he's going to be so mad at me. Like, he's not going to be mad at you. He's going to be sad that you're doing these things that are exposing your heart to such hurt and pain. And it's just like, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I have just been swept off my feet by Jesus. And it's incredible. And let's get a little bit more into like what I actually believe. So my interpretation of God is, you can't put it into words. I'm going to try my best to put it into words, but like, you can't really. Like, God is so much bigger than any box I could put him in. He's so much bigger than any explanation that I could possibly give. He is, period. He is. Like, he is the creator of the universe. He is more than just a he. He's not some man up in heaven that's just reading all of these prayer requests and watching over us with the little microscope or anything like that. Like, I think he's some, like, he's in the cosmos, he's energy, he's cosmic intelligence, he's this force that just makes everything work out. You know, I don't necessarily think evolution is wrong, because I think that's still God creating. I don't know. It's not for me to say. And I'm okay with not knowing that. But he's just this all-powerful, all-encompassing force of love. God is love. Anything away from love, anything about God, any qualities, any characteristics, anything that, like, isn't rooted in love is not God. And this definition isn't doing it justice. He is just a loving father, but so much more than that. And it's just something that you have to experience for yourself, you know? Like, you can't take my word for it, because it's not, I can't give it any justice. I really truly can't. And it's just something that I don't think I'll ever fully grasp. Maybe when I see those pearly gates and I get to chat with him, like, it'll make more sense. But for now, I just, like, he's so much more than any box we could ever put him in. And that's incredible. I'm like, I love that mystery. And for some people, that's not comfortable for them. They're like, no, I need to know exactly who he is. I need to know exactly what he is like, and like all these things. But for me, I'm just like, I want to know more. I'm desperate to, like, get to know you better and to, like, have a closer relationship with you. But I love the mystery. It's so cool that I will never know everything about him. And another thing I believe is that, like I said, he is love. 100%. If there is anyone who has ever tried to use the Bible as a weapon and try to hurt people or tell you that you're a bad person or place judgment on you or keep you out of the church or do anything that's away from love, that's not God. That is not Jesus. That is not his purpose for life. There's no judgment. There's no condemnation. It's just pure love. And something else I've been struggling with lately, not really struggling with, but like I've just been contemplating, is this Jesus guy, you know? Like, why is Jesus so important? Like, why doesn't it matter if someone says universe, God, like spirit, like, why do you need this Jesus factor? And for me, it didn't make sense until one of my friends, Henry, were having this conversation, and he explained it so much better than I'm probably going to, but it was like, Jesus is God in human form. God is so expansive and big that, you know what, he probably is ruling over multiple different nations. Like, you know, there's probably more life than just on Earth, you know? I don't know that. Who are we to say? But he is just so expansive and so big that he needed to come down in human form to be able to relate with us, you know, to understand what it's like to live as a human. I mean, could he have understood that without Jesus? Yeah, he can do anything, you know, but I think having Jesus here on earth was just like, helped us bring us so much closer. So Jesus is our bridge between the earth and that expansive consciousness, just cosmic intelligence, God. That's just so huge. And when we pray, we can pray through Jesus and reach that infinite source of light, of love. And it's just, that's so freaking cool. And he also is just like a perfect example of who we should try to be. I always want to say strive, but like, we're not supposed to be striving. We're supposed to be resting in God's peace. He loves us so much that he wants us to enjoy our lives here on earth. He wants us to just spread love. And man, it just like overwhelms me, like how freaking good he is. But Jesus lived in a like completely sinless life. He was tempted in all of the same ways that we were tempted. He has gone through most of what we've gone through, and he understands it all. And he was still able to honor God in every single thing he did. And he also just showed this servant leadership that that I would love to just fully embrace. He didn't do things for himself. He did things for God. He did things for other people. He literally died a terribly painful death and didn't complain about it and just let it happen to show us that his life here on earth wasn't what was important, that there was something so much greater. And that's a beautiful thing. Like, so beautiful. And just something that's so far off from what anyone here on earth really feels, you know? Like, am I willing to, would I be willing to do that same thing? I doubt it. I mean, I would love to say that I would, but realistically, no. I mean, I'm afraid of doing things like, I don't know, just like having one-on-one conversations with people sometimes because I'm afraid of what they'll think about me. And then there was Jesus, who literally did not care at all what anyone thought about him, who just wanted to do what God told him to do, who just wanted to spread love. And that's insane. Like, he literally laid down his life. And then here I am being afraid of, like, losing some reputation or, like, caring about what other people think about me. And that stops me from doing things, like, that fear. And it's just, like, crazy that Jesus literally gave his freaking life on a cross, died painfully to save us. Just let that soak in, you know, and you don't have to believe that. But what I really think that you should do is just ask yourself some questions about what you believe. Maybe give it a chance. Say a prayer. Be like, God, if you're real, like, I'm willing to work with you. I'm willing to believe if you want to show me. God, if you want to use me, I'm going to open my heart to you. I'm going to allow you to come into my life, because he's not someone who's going to pressure you into it. He doesn't need any of us, but he wants our hearts. And if you give him permission to work in you, he will. And it's a really, really beautiful thing. And this might have just been me rambling on because I'm just in this place where I'm just like so enamored with Jesus and so in love with him that it's hard to fully have a grounded conversation. But what I can say is that God is real. He is so real. And he is so loving and magical and just great. And like, if you have different beliefs than that, that's okay. Like, I want you to have your own personal relationship with God, with this universe, with this creator, whatever. Just like, make sure it's a conversation and that your heart is fully open to believe whatever the universal truth is, you know? I can't. Who am I to say that Jesus is the only way? I can't say that. But I think that you should be exploring that for yourself. I think everyone's faith should be their own personal thing. So, with that, I'm going to ask you some questions that'll hopefully just ignite this contemplative spirit in you, because that's my favorite thing to do, is just literally just like ask myself these deep questions that I will never know the answer to, and just let my mind like go in different directions and let God speak to me. Question time. So the first question I have for you is, what do you believe? This is a super huge open-ended question because I just want you to just think about it. For me, I recently like took inventory of my beliefs and really just dissected them and brought them to God and said like, okay, this is what I believe about this. Like, is this true? Is this what you want me to believe? And it was a conversation, because again, I personally do not benefit from just being told what to believe. To me, it has to be something that makes sense and it feels true in my heart. So what do you believe? Question two, what do you value? What are your values? Question three is a whammy. What is your purpose for being on this planet? Number four, what is your understanding of God? / universe, / spirit, / nothing, whatever you personally believe. How do you define that? All right, guys, that is all I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in and listening to me just ramble on about the love of my life, Mr. Jesus. And I just pray that something that I said resonated with you, or I don't know. I pray that this message did exactly what it needed to do in your life. And I am 100% always open for talking about these things or answering any questions you might have or just contemplating life. I love this stuff so much and I love you guys so much. So thank you for being here. Feel free to share this with a friend if it resonated with you or if you absolutely hated it. Give me feedback. I'm always open for that. Love you guys so much. Peace.